The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, revealed new details about those responsible for the attempted coup this past April 30th, supported and directed by the U.S. He said one of the masterminds behind the coup attempt was recruited by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, General Manuel Ricardo Christopher Figuera. Maduro said Venezuelan justice will come sooner rather than later. And thegrayzone.com obtained a list of the U.S. fact sheet that bragged about Washington's central role in the ongoing coup attempt. It boasted of wrecking Venezuela's economy, destabilizing its military, and puppeteering its political opposition. The State Department quickly removed the page, but look for it at thegrayzone.com. It puts to bed any claims of Guaido's independence from Washington. And the Embassy Protection Collective continues to hold the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, even though the U.S. government has cut off water, lights, and won't let any food in. Meanwhile, the Embassy Protection Collective successfully collected rainwater on Sunday. In other news, the Ecuadorian government agreed to send all of Julian Assange's documents, mobile phones, computer files, memory units, and other devices from when he was living in the embassy in London to the U.S. One of Assange's lawyers said this is a radical violation of the right to defense, since those documents and electronic devices are filled with communications with the lawyers and their legal documentation that will allow the U.S. to build and create new charges for its request for extradition. And former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning says she'll refuse to testify on Thursday before a second grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. If a judge finds her in contempt of court again, she could wind up back in jail. She spent 7 years in prison for leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. She walked free in May of 2017 after Barack Obama commuted her 35-year sentence. Recently, she spent 2 months in jail for refusing to answer one grand jury's questions about WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Now a second grand jury has subpoenaed her. In other news, 50 special trombones were given out to band students throughout Florida in honor of 14-year-old Alex Schachter, who was a trombone player in the marching band at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He died in the Parkland High School shooting, one of 17 people killed by a shooter at the school in February 2018. The instruments are engraved with a motif combining Alex's name and a trombone. The money was raised in part by other students playing music on street corners and intersections over the past few months. Alex's dad, Max Schachter, says because of the gift, his son's love of music is expanding all across the state. Here at home, an internal NYPD disciplinary trial of Daniel Pantaleo is scheduled to begin today. It could determine whether the NYPD officer is fired for placing Eric Garner in a banned chokehold nearly 5 years ago. The chokehold has been banned by the NYPD for nearly two decades. Mayor Bill de Blasio, when asked why Pantaleo hadn't been fired for this, blames the Justice Department. He told Errol Lewis on Inside City Hall that the Justice Department asked the city not to act on the Garner case until their own civil rights investigation was finished. Pantaleo has been collecting a salary since Garner's death. Meanwhile, Gwen Carr, Eric Garner's mom, is calling on the NYPD to fire not only Pantaleo, but all the other officers responsible for misconduct related to her son's death, as well as attempts to cover it up. The trial is set to start at 10 a.m. in the fourth floor trial room of One Police Plaza in Lower Manhattan. And finally, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo invoked a mother's instinct to protect as he signed legislation yesterday on Mother's Day. It expands the number of speed cameras in New York school zones. He was accompanied by his mom, Matilda Cuomo, as well as other elected officials and advocates who pushed for the legislation. It was passed by the Democrat-controlled state legislature in March. It vastly increases the school safety camera program from the roughly 160 school zones where they are currently to around 750 zones, having cameras in 2 or 3 years. Supporters say lives are saved when drivers are forced to slow down. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.